Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Cecchi Today. And we have a lot of celebrities on the show this week. My first guest, the original member of the Spinners, Henry Framball, will be joining us. Sylvester Stallone will be here. Actress Diane Cannon and actor George Hamilton. Next hour from America's Detective on the Discovery Channel and Homicide Hunter on the Investigation Discovery Channel. Lieutenant Joe Kenda, comedian Joe Coy will be joining us. Meryl Hemingway, another beautiful actress, will be here on the show. And then we're going to talk to a former Surgeon General of the United States, Dr. Jerome Adams, an update on COVID. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Cecchi Today. After a break, my first guest will be Henry Framball, the original and still member of the great group, The Spinners.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Back live nationwide and around the world. It's Ron Cecchi Today. I tell you something, music just doesn't get any better than that. Of course, that's the famous sound of the Spinners. And joining us right now, and I'm really glad about this, is the original member of the group starting back in 1954, and they have a brand new album out right now. Joining us right now is Henry Framball. Hi, Henry, how are you? Welcome to the show, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And when you put it like that, make it sound like I'm 80 years old. No.
I got to tell you something. I've heard this CD, and you don't sound like you're 80 years old.
Thank you very much. No, we really enjoyed recording the latest CD that we have out. And I thank you going through, and the public will enjoy the material that we have on the album, you know. I keep saying the album, but there's no CDs
right,
now, you know.
Right.
So I think you're going to enjoy the material that we presented.
Well, I got to tell you, this is the thing that I think is absolutely remarkable, all right? This, ladies and gentlemen, is the first, depending on what age category you come from, in the case of Henry and I album, in the case of the newer generation CD, the first out in 40 years called Round the Block and Back Again. Henry, what took you so long to do it? I mean, you guys are phenomenal. How could you wait 40 years without going in that studio?
Well, you know, we've been traveling around the world, and sometimes you don't have time, you know. But we knew that we had to get some new material out there after Tom Bell, you know, because Tom Bell was phenomenal with his production of The Spinners, you know. And so now it was just time to put some new material out, you know.
Spanning 6 decades, unbelievable. We had the pleasure a couple of years back to interviewing, of course, the late Bobby Smith, who was with the group. In fact, he lived in Orlando, I think, at the time we were talking to him, which is where we originate this show.
Right.
I got to tell you, Henry, this is a situation for a talent to be in, but it only shows how successful. When you put out a new CD, as you have done now, how difficult is it to introduce new music in a concert when everybody wants to bring back the memories with I'll Be Around, Could It Be I'm Falling in Love, Then Came You, The Rubber Band Man? How do you do it?
Oh, it's, very easy. You know, when if you we're doing a show, like introduce the new material in about the middle of the show, you know, and we let everybody know that this is one of the songs that we're going to present to you, our new album, our new CD, and let us know how you feel about it, and tell us how you feel about it and what you think about it. And that's where we introduce the song off of the CD or the album, you know.
Sure.
And so the audience always accepts really good, you know, really accepts it.
Well, you know, the CD has so much versatility that only you guys could pull off. With classic jazz of like Show Me Your Heart and Missing Your Embrace,
right.
This is great stuff, and it sounds fresh, it sounds new, and it sounds like it's going to last an eternity as far as a lifetime is concerned, as all the other material you have done over the years. But I got to ask you, and I think I posed this one time to one of the Four Tops, what is it like when you go on stage with a new group of cohorts missing the original guys that you started with way back when? That's got to be a very sentimental thing.
You look back, your original guys is always with you. I don't care where you go, what you do, what you are singing. Your original guys and the original sound and the beginning is always with you on stage, you know. And, I mean, I'm speaking for myself, you
know.
Sure. Whatever we perform, it's like going out as I always have with my guys, you know, with my original guys. And the audience always receive us well, and we never had anyone to not receive us well, and which is great for us as the spinners as we go along, you know. So when we walk on stage, when the announcers say, "Ladies and gentlemen, the spinners," we always get the same ovation,
yeah.
And it's great. It never has changed.
What a legacy. You know, a lot of people relate your sound, you know, with the stuff that came out in the 70s, as they called it then the Philly sound. But really, you got the start in Detroit back in 1954.
Yep. It's the same sound because you got the same voices. And fortunately, our producer, even up to date, it's kept that sound and kept that same rhythm and the same sound. And this is what I guess is make the spinners it's like around the block and back again. We still here, you know what I mean? You still, the same sound is here, and the same enthusiasm is there, you know. So it's the same all over again,
all the way around. Ladies and gentlemen, they have top charts in the pop area, R&B. Listen to this, earning 6 Grammy nominations, star in the Hollywood Walk of Fame, selling millions of records worldwide in the process. I know you're on a continental tour here in the United States, but you're also going out to another part of the United States. You're going to be out in Hawaii for a couple of gigs, I understand, next month.
Now, everything is coming up, and my wife is looking forward to going to Hawaii.
Of course.
So that's a good thing, you know. So everything is still up in the air for us, you know, and still feeling good and still enjoying life and still enjoying singing and still enjoying our public and our fans, everything. And when we walk on stage, we still get the same ovation, which is great.
You know, Henry, just listening to your voice, you still have the spark and the excitement as you probably did back in 1954. Who were some of your influences when you guys first got started?
The Mangos.
Really?
The Moonglows. Mm-hmm. And I got to say the Moonglows because we met the Moonglows, and at that time, we met Harvey Fupa of the Moonglows,
mm-hmm.
And he became our first manager. Yeah, he became our first manager, and, you know, he married Gwen Gordy, which is Barry Gordy's sister of Motown,
mm-hmm.
And they started Tri-Fi Records, you know, and we were the first artists on there. And everything went straight for us from then on, you know, and everything is history, you know.
The amazing part about it is how long you can keep a group together. You know, even the Beatles couldn't last long. You know, they lasted, what, less than 9 years? You know? But the original members of this group, and now in the new generation of it, it's amazing how the camaraderie and new material and excitement is still there. And that is a major tribute to the band and yourself, because obviously you put it all together, my friend.
That's one thing that we always... Whoever producer is, we always maintain that, stick with the sound, and what Tom Bell did for us, we want to stick with that, you know, stick with that sound, because that's what the public wants to hear.
Yep.
And we try to maintain that, you know.
Well, you can follow the Spinners, ladies and gentlemen, on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, but you can go to their website, which is thespinners.com, to find out where they're going to be in your town. When you go and see them in concert, you'll be blown away if you haven't seen them since. But I'm going to ask you that when you get more time one of these days, or you're down in the Orlando area, let us know. We would love to have you back on the show. I'm a huge fan of this band, and I'm so glad that this new CD is out right now. Amply titled, I might add, Round the Block and Back Again by the Fabulous Spinners. Henry, thank you for doing that.
All right, just let me know and I'll be glad to be on the show.
I would love to have you back. And you be safe and tell your wife have a good time in Hawaii, all right?
Thank you. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Henry. Henry Fambro has been our guest, and of course, he is the original member of the Spinners. And now he's out there with a new batch of guys and doing a great job. Oh, I love the Spinners. And there's more to come with Ron Segi today.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product fact I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Back live nationwide and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi today, and joining us on the show next is Academy Award winner, our friend Sly Stallone. Hi, Sly, how you doing?
Very good, thank you.
Thank you for joining us. A couple of months back, we had your lovely wife, Ron. Now we get a chance to talk to you.
You got the whole family now.
We got everybody.
You know, Sly, when I first heard about this show that you're putting together, I thought to myself, this is going to be a real success if indeed it comes off, and I'm sure it will.
Well, Ron, we're trying to keep it that way and trying to make it very pure, and basically everyone involved in the show, money aside, really does love the sport of boxing. And we feel that it's going through a downward slide because it's just been mishandled, and perhaps the most famous people in boxing right now are the promoters rather than the fighters. And we want to change all that. And fighters, if they're really intent on taking that one last shot, going for the gold, that they make it to these auditions, because they will get a fair shot with really the best group possible that they could possibly have a second chance with.
What I don't understand is that how can anybody even try, even make an attempt at mixing that formula that you have, trying to screw it up with by doing it themselves? I mean,
I don't know.
You guys got everybody there.
Money-driven, Ron, and Oscar De La Hoya, who was supposed to be part of our group, decided to take our plan, basically, and run off and do a cheaper version of it. And unfortunately, they're trying to get ahead to every location that we're attempting to scout and offer these fighters a real shot at what they consider the prize ring. You know, I mean, when I say the prize gold ring, but it's really not the case. What we're doing is really in the purity of the sport and not for monetary gain. We're not asking people to join our promotion company that, you know, the first prize is you get to be one of us.
Mm-hmm.
That's not it at all. And we just didn't want people to be misled by people attempting to steal our thunder.
I really believe that this is probably going to be so hot, and I can't imagine that the formula could be messed around with. First of all, you've got a real champ, and then you have somebody who is probably bigger than a real champ because of your notoriety with Rocky.
You're right. I think that, and I appreciate the flattery, and it's unfortunate that, you know, people find it easier to steal a man's idea rather than to come up with one. And I know the fighters could possibly be expecting a lot more than what is being offered by the other group. So I just want them to have a heads up. And anyone that's really interested, anyone has a relative, a cousin, a brother, anyone that really wants to be a fighter, please call them or go to the NBC.com and look it up, The Contender.
Now, Sly, what are you looking for? I mean, first of all, are they actually going to compete?
No, they're really going to compete. We're looking for guys that, like, maybe they had a moment in time and then responsibilities, family responsibilities. Maybe they got in trouble with the law, as long as it's not something that we, you know, the public can't forgive. But, you know, people have some minor skirmishes coming up. Maybe they joined the military. Perhaps they were sick. Whatever it is, but their careers were thrown off track. Or maybe they were just misguided by managers and ripped off. We want people that are pros. They could have had 20 fights. They could have had 2 fights. They have to be qualified. They have to be insurable. And then they will be interviewed. They will spar one round to see if they really have the what it takes, I believe, to make it to the next step. And also with other people coming on board, too. And it's going to be a second shot at their dream.
What weight class?
We were thinking at one time welter to middleweight, but I think I was wrong in saying that. There's some great fighters in every weight. So we want to see everyone from 135 lightweights all the way up to super, super heavyweights.
Is it conceivable, though, that you could have one show that incorporates more contestants because of the weight classes?
Absolutely possible. And if, let's just say, we decided to go on a certain weight class, middleweight or heavyweight,
mm-hmm.
and the other people who are lightweights go, oh, my God, I feel as though my opportunity is flying away.
Right.
That's not the case, because we're also looking to build a stable of fighters, build a group of fighters that really want a second chance, and they would be part of ongoing promotions aside from the actual show.
Yeah. You really shed light back in the days when Rocky Rocky was in the box office for the first time, and you brought glamour to the business. And I know that you worked your tail off to make that thing work, and I know that you trained very difficult. Do you think when you did it, and you did it so convincingly, Sly, that people sometimes don't realize how much work goes into really becoming a professional boxer? I mean, there was some glamour to it. There's no doubt about it, but you made it look easy because you were good at it.
Right, it was voted the most difficult of all sports because of the conditioning, the ability to absorb pain, to function under duress, the close proximity of the audience, and if they're booing against you, that affects you, the ability to recover, grace under fire. It's unlike any other sport in the world, and it's probably the most difficult sport in the world when you put all these factors into it. So there is no such a thing as a bum in boxing. He may not be as good as the other guy, but... Mm-hmm. Anyone who can climb up those three steps is a winner.
It's amazing because, you know, a lot of times people say, I play a doctor on television or I'm a lawyer, but really, I don't know anything about law or I don't know anything about medicine or anything about any of the part that I'm playing. You could have been a boxer.
Probably on a very minor level, but yeah, I had the privilege, or if you want to call it a dubious privilege, to spar with Duran, I spar with Ali, I spar with Ernie Shavers, Joe Frazier, Ken Norton, and I must say, I definitely ended up on the short end of the stick, but you learn, no matter how, you know, you always learn, like they say, you get smarter by hanging out with smarter people, so you learn a lot, and I learned that I made the right career choice.
Well, but you know, Sonny, you're good in everything. I know that Universal Studios, I think the remaining part of Oscar was done down here when the L.A. studios burned.
Oh, that's right.
You got a little bit of a legacy.
A little bit of history there. You got a little Planet Hollywood going on down there. Yeah, I love Florida, and I was really put out when I heard that they were trying to grab our thunder and perhaps, you know, talk fighters into going on to a show that I really believe is going to be incredibly inferior to the one we're putting up there.
Let me pose this question to you. You got NBC now, who is very successful in these reality shows.
And even ABC with The Bachelor and The Bachelorette.
Aside from the fact that they don't have the formula that you guys have, they may not even have the distributor that you guys have.
No, but Fox is a pretty potent network, but unfortunately, I think they're really taking the low road on this. So like, for example, another network will do The Bachelor, they'll do The Littlest Bachelor. They always do kind of a, you know what I mean, reality show light.
Sly, are you going to have a first-class hand in picking these people?
Yeah, I may come down to the Florida one because I want to, and my brother will be there for sure. He's involved in the actual casting, so it's going to be definitely a family project.
That's great, and you're one of the executive producers, too, right?
Exactly right.
I tell you something, I really mean this. I think you have a major hit on your hands. I don't care what anybody tries to penetrate. I think you guys are in a glass bubble right now, and you're going to do very, very well this fall when this thing hits the airwaves.
Thank you.
Sly, I tell you what, if you need more help later on down the road to promote it, you just let us know. We're in your corner 100%.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks, Sly.
You bet.
Our very special guest, Sylvester Stallone.
Thank you.
Sly, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
I had a great time, and whenever you need us, we're at your beckoning call.
I'll do that.
Okay.
I'll use that. Thank you.
Okay, Sly, thanks so much.
What a dynamic actor, and could really become a boxer if he chose not acting. We're going to pause for a second. There's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life.
When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Update. The White House is singing a different tune at Friday's daily briefing. White House Counsel spokesman Ian Sams taking to the podium and fielding many, many questions about President Biden's memory. He rejects the special counsel's report, which details specific issues with the president's recall. Sams says Robert Hur should not have said the president is an elderly man with a poor memory.
The conduct of the investigation throughout and the gratuitous comments in the report are troubling, and they're inappropriate. But I think that the finding was the obvious one because it's the truth.
Now, all of this comes on the heels of the mistakes the president made again during his rare primetime news conference Thursday night at the White House. While defending his own memory, President Biden confusing the president of Mexico with the president of Egypt.
The president of Mexico, Sisi, did not want to open up the gate.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
We're back live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Zeggie today. And I just came back from a very long road trip, and I got this book last evening when I got in, and I read it cover to cover. I could not put it down. I really could not put it down. It was sensational.
Dear Carrie, my life with Carrie Grant. Joining us right now is the beautiful Diane Cannon. Hi, Diane. How are you?
Well, I am just tremendously blessed hearing you say those words because they sound sincere and meant from the heart, and I'm so grateful for that. Thank you.
Well, it's absolutely true. I, you know, like many people, was a fan of Cary Grant, but, you know, you just worded this thing in such a fashion that it's just, I mean, it sends all kinds of electrifying shivers because you feel like you're there. And I think that when you write a book and you give the reader the ability to feel like they were experiencing him, then I think you've succeeded, and I think that's the case. And I failed to mention here in the introduction, ladies and gentlemen, that Diane is an award-winning film and television actress, director, screenwriter, and the first to be nominated for a Oscar as an actress and a filmmaker. Pretty good accomplishments there for a beautiful lady.
Well, I'm very grateful. You don't do that alone. It's all teamwork, I promise.
Was it difficult to write this book, Diane? I mean, from the standpoint of bringing back some great memories and some not-so-great memories to a legendary screen star such as Cary Grant.
Honestly, it's been the most difficult thing I've ever done.
I believe
And I've worked my way through some difficult things, but I love Cary, and I loved him, and it was the greatest romance of my life, and I know a lot of people love him, so that the book is not a bashing Cary Grant book, but it is allowing people, I think, to love him more because they'll understand about some of the horrific things he had to handle in his life.
Mm-hmm.
He had a terrible childhood, and those demons came up to try and prevent him from living love in his life. But I had such compassion for what shaped him that I tried to help heal it. But, you know, I was a baby.
Yes.
I was very young. He was older than my father, but he was Cary Grant.
Yeah,
know?
Right. Of course. You can overlook the small detail. 33 years difference. You make the comment in the book that as his career was winding down, yours was climbing very rapidly, and that's always a situation that could cause a calamity.
Yes, that's right. And he didn't want me to work, so I didn't work. I stopped working. Well, it was Svengali. It was Pygmalion, really. You know, it was, he was attracted to me because of, I think, what I was, and then he tried to change it, and I didn't understand that, but I think that's universally done. I think people get married, then they try and change their partner, right?
Yes.
To accommodate their needs. And I did that happily because I loved him so much. He was my everything. But that's a dangerous place to be because that's like standing on a rug that anyone can pull out from under you at any minute.
Yeah. Boy, how true that is, too. And the letters that you've put in the book are really very specific in the love that he had for you. I mean, it wasn't syrupy, but it was honest. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do, and that's what attracted me to honesty. And he was brilliant.
Yeah.
Honestly, he was a genius. Do you see some of those drawings and his
yes.
characters and
yes.
his letters and his writing? The man was amazing. He had problems, though, like all of us.
Yeah. Now, you were upset one time when he gave your phone number to somebody else because he thought that you had eyes for that other person. I mean, that's a very unusual situation for someone to do when they are themselves attracted to you.
Yes, I know. Well, that's when I stopped seeing him. I had been dating him for maybe 6-7 months, and we went to Clifford Odets, the playwright,
yes,
home for dinner. And he encouraged me to talk to Clifford while he went around and talked to people. And then afterwards, on the way home, he asked me if I would like to follow him home because it was a last-minute date, and I met him there with my own car. But when we passed Beverly Estates Drive, where he lived up the hill, my little voice said, "Don't go." It was early in our relationship, even though it was 6 or 7 months, and we had not been intimate. And I just felt, "It's midnight. Go home." And he didn't like that. And the next day, I got a call thinking it was Cary by a man saying it was Clifford Odets. And so I said, "Come on, Cary," and laughed and hung up. And after several phone calls, I realized it was Clifford Odets. And, oh, that just made me so upset that he would give my number to someone else. So I stopped taking his calls.
Wow. which is very cavalier of you, because some of them would just fall victim to his smile and his personality and his presence. But I think that that shows character on your behalf. I love the story in here, Diane, and I won't repeat it. I'll have people read this, okay, about an infection that he had on his leg and the cure for it. Why is it that I can somewhat visualize that, but I don't know. I just, I really, that's love. All I'm going to say is buy this book, Dear Carrie, by Diane Cannon, and you'll absolutely see what love is all about. Okay.
That's right.
He was 62 years old when Jennifer was just about to be born.
Right.
And that was something that he always said. He didn't want to have a child with somebody he truly didn't love sincerely.
Right. He loved me. There's no question about that. And I loved him. There's no question about that.
Then why the divorce?
Carrie made me promise him at one point that he would, I would promise him not to let me turn him into his mother, with whom he had I don't want to ruin the book. But he was abandoned as a child and left by anybody that ever loved him. And I'm thinking what happened was he wanted to leave before somebody left him.
Wow.
And the pain was so deep. And I tried to heal the rift between he and his mom. It was, I don't want to ruin the story for people. But what a brave woman she was, and lovely, really lovely, but very angry and had every right to be because of what her husband did to her.
Mm-hmm.
It was a series of circumstances, but what I'm happy to say is I did suffer a terrible breakdown, and there are lessons in the book. The thing I think that's making people love this book, incidentally, in the first week we made the New York Times bestseller list.
Congratulations.
And I'm so grateful for that. Thank you. I'm so grateful because I waited all these years so that I could write a helpful, hopeful, inspiring book.
Yes.
And it's changing lives. I've been at book signings recently, and people are telling me how it's changing their life, how it's making them look differently at their own relationships. Because if we have to go against something we intrinsically believe in our heart, soul, and mind and strength, to help somebody else because we love them, it'll kill it.
Yeah. Boy.
We'll roll over on ourselves, and it'll kill whatever it is. It will destroy it. It will destroy the relationship, and then there's nothing left of you.
Yeah.
You've given all of you away, and what they think they were attracted to was really an effort to get out of their own way so they wouldn't have to think about their own things, and then they go on to something or somebody else.
After reading the book, I actually agree with you 100%. I concur with the goal that you have set forth in this, because I saw that and I felt it when I was reading it. And there's some nice anecdotes too. I mean, it talks about you being in rehab and your problems with pot and drinking. But I love the story about how he dinged up his Rolls Royce, because being a car buff, it makes me feel good to know. I mean, I backed mine into my wife's car the other day and almost had a heart failure. So it's nice to know that Cary Grant does the same thing. And he's kind of off the subject, okay? But one of the funniest things I ever saw on television was when you were on The Tonight Show with Carson and did not remember going out with him. I love that clip.
I have to tell you the truth. I really did. I was just playing with him.
I mean, who would not remember going out with him, right?
Johnny was one of my best friends. And with my divorce with Carrie, he was the first person that called and said, come on, we're going to dinner.
Yeah, he's a good guy. He used to
come and play the drums at my house, parties, and he loved popcorn. I'd always pop him fresh popcorn. He was a dear, dear, dear friend, and I still miss him.
Yeah, we all do.
No one was like him.
No. How did you learn of Carrie's passing?
I was with my daughter having dinner, and we were on our way home, and she got a call from Stanley Fox that said, we had a message from the driver that said, call when you get home. And I was in the kitchen, and Jennifer was in the office in the study, and I heard her scream. And I went in, and that's when we found out.
Well, Diane, you have made a great piece of literature here. The name of the book is Dear Carrie, a memoir by Diane Cannon. You have hit a grand slam with this.
Thank you so much. That means so much to me. Thank you.
Diane, thank you, dear. You're terrific.
And so are you.
Thank you so much for saying that. And we'll be back with more Live Nationwide and Around the World with Ron Secchi today.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're back with Ron Segee today, live nationwide and around the world. Our next guest was a frequent star on our show, but we haven't talked to him in an awfully long time, and he still looks great at 84 years old. We may know the secret of what keeps him looking so young, so active, and so busy.
He's like the Energizer Bunny. He just keeps going and going and going, and looks good. It's very depressing for people like me. Joining us right now is George Hamilton. Hi, George. How are you?
Good, Ron. I remember being in Orlando. It was the only night that our lights and our electricity, everything went out on stage during Lacage. And I discovered that evening I wanted to do a one-man show. I was singing on stage a duet in La Cage aux Folles, and all of a sudden, I heard this giant crack of lightning, and everything went dead, and all I heard was me singing. And I thought, this is the weirdest thing. Why am I singing? And I kept on singing. All of a sudden, the lights came back on. Everybody had left the stage, And I turned to the audience. I said, I've always wanted to be a one-man show, and I just kept on talking. And for the next 10 minutes, I thought, this is more fun than I've ever had. It all was born there in Orlando.
But you see, let me tell you something. That is the true indication of a pro. The show must go on. Doesn't make any difference if you have lights, audience, anything, okay? As long as you're on, I'm a singer, George. As long as you're on stage, the whole world can collapse around you. You're having fun, and that's all that matters.
Well, it was that way, and I was surprised because I'd never done that before. And it's just that it was the idea that I had been set free from having to say lines that other people had written for me, and I could just be myself. And I thought, God, this is so much more fun than doing so. Next year, I'm going to do that. You'll see me back in Orlando next year.
Oh, that's good. That's great.
On my own show. Now, what's going on, Ron? What are we going to talk about?
Well, we're going to talk about how good you look and how I can look that way, too. Now, here's a perfect example, and I'm going to say to everybody, with your permission, George, that George is 80. So let me just put it that way. In 30 cities, 400 shows last year, okay?
Yep.
Now, let me tell you something. That is a grueling pace, and the only way that you can do that well is if you live well, and I know you live well. See, what's nice is that when you live well, it shows. When I live well, it doesn't show. So I need some health tips from you, George, as to how to make life a little bit more enjoyable because you feel good. You know, I talked to Jay Leno, and he's on a campaign that I really believe in. America is just a bunch of fat people, okay? And when you talk about now obesity being a disease, are you kidding me? You know, that's terrible.
That's the real problem. And, you know, I would understand it if we were just a bunch of hungry people who have to eat. I do believe when we started supersizing things that everything kind of got out of hand.
Right.
More important is the reason for it. And I remember as a little kid, I mean, I drank Coca-Cola and I drank a lot of things that were not all good for you. But the thing is that there were smaller amounts of it than they are today.
George, over your career, you've had people always come up to you and say, how do you and why do you stay in the sun for such long periods of time? The late shows used to kid around about your tan 12 months out of the year. Of course, we know that the sun is great for you, but it also can damage your skin and be a problem, too. What do the doctors tell you?
I have to laugh. You know, vitamin D comes from the sun. And everybody used to say, oh, God, he's out in the sun again. And they would say to me, you know, you just got to stop that sun. Then one day I saw my doctor, and I said, what are you so tanned for? And he said, well, you know, these new studies show that we're depleted in vitamin D, and you can only get it really from the sun. And I said, yeah, so you're telling me I did something right all these years? He said, yeah, well, you might have overdone it.
The funny thing about it is with the reputation you have about that gray tan, you'll live to be 172.
I stumbled on that by accident. I think I did overdo it. I love the sun. Only, I remember doing movies with guys like Cary Grant and there was a guy named Glenn Ford. We did
westerns
together. And Glenn would say to me, why are you wasting your time? We'd do a western and they'd come up to put makeup on us and they'd scare the horses. And so he said, don't do that. You're scaring the horses. Just get out here and sit out and let's have sun during lunchtime, and then we won't have to wear makeup. We never did, and Cary Grant never did. I mean, I'd see him outside on the lot at MGM, and he'd be tanning every day, and I'd sit and talk to him, you know. And it was a fascinating era, a fascinating time to be an actor. But so many of those guys were like that. They didn't really like the idea of wearing makeup and all that. Vitamin D is natural from the sun. It just comes from the sun, and you don't have to do what I did, which is I'd spend hours out, but I would submit that you spend 15 minutes, maybe a half hour, and not in the height of the sun, you know, late afternoon or early morning sun, and it's wonderful for you. Everything that grows grows from that. Watch these doctors like Dr. Oz and Dr. McCullough, and they're all going for it now. They're all realizing how important the sun is.
See, anything you say is gospel. When you have somebody that is giving you advice and they don't practice it because they look bad or whatever the case may be. I had a doctor one time. They weighed like 400 pounds, and he put everybody on a diet. I mean, he had about zero credibility. You know, when somebody looks and is healthy and as vibrant as you are, you take advice from somebody like that. Congratulations. Physicians, George, recently named to the advisory board of the University of Miami's Miller School of Medicine because of his progressive views on health and wellness. That's fantastic. And I like your philosophy. Age is just a number, and that's true. As they say, you look marvelous. Now, this winner, this contest that you're having, let me just tell everybody what you get, okay? You get two tickets to fly from anywhere in the United States to Los Angeles, a two-night stay at a local hotel, a food shopping trip with George Hamilton, a diet review by George, a healthy cooking session with George and a private chef, dinner with George, exercise tips, and a workout with George. It was a long 2 days. And a one-year supply of youth infusion. Where can you get that?
You go to the vitamin shop. Yeah. Shops everywhere have it. It's easy and it's fast. My kid loves it because he cannot take a pill. He won't take a pill. So this morning, I gave him his usual little powdered drink and he put it in there and he drank it and he said, Dad, this is not bad at all. It's so hassle-free. It is the insurance policy against having your bad health. Because, believe me, you check into it. It's the micronutrients we're missing in the food, the lack. So sad in America that the farmer who really kept us going has now been cut up to a relic. And we have these mass-grown foods with animals and fish that are farmed. It's not fair to us. And we've done it because of these big companies. America's got to seize this back in their own hands and get this back to eating right. Because we did eat right 50 years ago.
Yes, we did
have it.
Something happened along the way. I urge everybody to go to your site.
And when you get to his site, everything that you ever wanted to know about George Hamilton, what he does, what he's doing, everything is there at his website, georgehamilton.com. And still looking great at 84. George, my friend, anytime you want to come back and talk, let us know when you're down in the Orlando area. We'd love to have
you. Well, I will. Ron, my boy goes to school in St. Petersburg Naval Academy there.
Oh, good for him.
My younger one. And so I'm back down there quite a lot, and I'm from Florida, and I'm resident. So I'll be in to see you, Ron.
That sounds great. George, thank you so much for joining us. It's always a delight when you're here. You're a classy guy.
Thank you so much. Good to talk to you.
Good talking with you again. George Hamilton has been our guest. He is so cool. And I don't know if you know this, back in the 60s, he used to date Lyndon Johnson's daughter. I think her name was Lucy Bird or some kind of bird. There's more to come with Ron Secchi today.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
That wraps up hour number one of Ron Secchi today, but we have another hour to go. I want to thank my guest this first hour for being on the program, from the Spinners, the original member, Henry Frambaugh, actor Sly Stone, the man himself, actress Diane Cannon, and George Hamilton. Next hour, Lieutenant Joe Kendall will be joining us. got two shows, one on the Discovery Network and one on Investigative Discovery. Comedian Joel Coy will be joining us on the show. Another legendary actress, Meryl Hemingway, and a former Surgeon General of the United States, Dr. Jerome Adams. And that's coming up next hour with Ron Segi Today.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.